This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Get ready. If you're traveling for the July 4th holiday weekend, you may face some challenges. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Airlines have stumbled badly over the last two holiday weekends, and the number of Americans flying over July 4th is expected to set records for the pandemic era. The problems are already popping up, with high numbers of cancellations this week, some caused by heavy thunderstorms. Tracking service FlightAware says American Airlines canceled 8% of its flights on Tuesday and Wednesday, while United scrubbed 4%. As for the highways, gas prices have eased below $5 per gallon nationally, but they're still high, and government data suggests Americans are driving a bit less, with demand for gas down about 3%. I'm Ben Thomas.
A new poll finds that more Americans see abortion or women's rights as a priority for the government now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
The survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 22% of adults in the U.S. name abortion or women's rights as one of up to five problems they want the government to work on. That's more than doubled since December. For women, 9% in December said abortion was a priority. Right before the ruling, it was 21%. And after the ruling, 37%. Donna Warder, Washington.
A Navy investigation reveals that human error was among the reasons fuel leaked into Pearl Harbor, Hawaii's tap water last year, poisoning thousands of people. The jet fuel was from a military-run tank farm. Somebody opened fire in downtown Chicago early this morning, killing two men and wounding three other people. Nobody in custody yet. Police say there'd been an argument. In Russia, the trial of basketball star Brittany Griner is underway. She appeared in court this morning on charges of cannabis possession. She was arrested at an airport. This is AP News. The migrants who died in San Antonio had cleared a checkpoint in the U.S., say officials. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press the tractor-trailer used in a human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead in San Antonio had passed through an inland U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint during its journey. The truck went through the checkpoint on Interstate 35, located 26 miles northeast of Laredo, Texas. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. It is unclear if border agents stopped the truck and questioned the driver or if the rig went through unimpeded. Inland border checkpoints, considered a second line of defense, are generally located up to 100 miles from the border. There are roughly 110 such checkpoints along the Mexican and Canadian borders. I'm Mike Gracia.
After a flood, most of Yellowstone National Park will be open again when they reopen the North Loop on Saturday. That from officials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.